There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So that epic music will introduce us talking about the Wonder Woman novel. When I say Wonder Woman, you don't automatically assume we're going to be talking about a novel, do you? So what exactly are we talking about today, Abir?
Actually, we're talking about a book by Leigh Bardugo. It's called Wonder Woman Warbringer. It's actually pretty at the moment because we just watched the Wonder Woman film. So I guess it's really great that we're talking about the book right now, but it's more on the young adult side. So
like 14 and up?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a really great marketing decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, can you talk us through who exactly is Leigh Bardugo then?
Leigh Bardugo is an author for high fantasy novels. Actually, she's one of my favorite authors. She has written The Grishaverse and Six of Crows duology. So she's a famous fantasy author among YA readers.
Okay, and this particular series is quite an interesting concept, isn't it? What they've done with this? Can you tell us? Because this is the first of a series, isn't it, for DC Comics?
Yeah, actually, I think they're doing this DC Icon series for all the DC superheroes, and Leigh Bardugo was first to do Wonder Woman. I think there will be sequels for Batman as well, or for Catwoman, for different YA authors too. So for Wonder Woman, Leigh Bardugo actually wrote something that would appeal to the younger audiences, to the younger readers. So here we met Diana, but not the Wonder Woman that we know now. Diana as a teenage girl trying to actually prove herself to be the queen of the Amazonians. So something like that.
It's a different timeline to the movies.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. It is. It's a younger Diana, which we don't know as powerful as she is right now.
Yeah, so it's her origin story when she's about 17 years old.
Yep. But what's actually great here is that even if the timeline is different, we can still recognize Diana as the Wonder Woman that we see right now, because you can still see her mother, her sisters in Amazon, in Therese Castle.
So if you've only seen the film, for example, and you read this book, there are characters that you will definitely recognize, like Hippolyta, her mother.
Her mother, yeah.
Basically, the Amazons on the island.
They are there. What's fascinating here is that we actually get to see how they were when they were younger.
Yeah.
And also what's new is that Leigh Bardugo introduces us to more characters that are in the man's world, where in the film, I think we just met the soldiers and stuff like that. But here we actually get to meet younger characters, teenage characters, actually.
Young reviewer, young minds, big ideas.
Welcome back to Talking of Books. We're here talking Wonder Woman, Warbringer, with Abir. And what's interesting, Abir, is that when Leigh Bardugo was, she was actually researching an essay about Wonder Woman for the 2016 collection, Last Night, A Superhero Saved My Life. What a cracking title that is. But she didn't realize that she was actually doing the groundwork, really, for this particular book. She was appointed then to do this. So she has quite a close connection, really, to the hero here.
Yeah, actually. That's why it's really fascinating that she has actually a personal input to it. And it's a new perspective, I think, to Wonder Woman fans as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because we're talking the break about, you can't mess with the with the comic nerds here. So it's quite an undertaking for somebody to do this. I mean, do you think she's done it justice?
Yeah, definitely. I think what's really her point of doing this is to appeal more to younger fans, or the fans that are actually new to the DC Comics universe.
Yeah, I mean, because people do feel very strongly about the way things should be in the DC universe. When I was looking at Goodreads, I mean, as you were saying, some people feel very strongly about this. One of the reviewers was really concerned about just picking this up in the first place, even trying it. They said, "I'm a huge DC and Marvel enthusiast, and seeing novels like this makes me cringe. And while I don't really know how I feel about it, I don't know if I should try reading it or if it will change the way I see Diana. Can anyone relate?" So it's just a massive call for help on Goodreads as to whether or not they should read this book. Why do you think people feel so strongly about Diana, and what is it about her character that that makes us return to her again and again and makes her such a good character to adapt into a novel.
I think what's really great is that Diana is, after all, you know, she feels human. She feels vulnerable at times. And what's great here is that even if you're a DC fan or a Wonder Woman fan for the longest time, if you read this, there's really something new about this. You will see more of how she became who she is right now. There's a great backstory for her in this book.
So what exactly is this backstory? What's going on here plot-wise?
Yeah, actually, like the title says, it's Wonder Woman Warbringer. So it's actually the coming-of-age story of Diana. She's a teenage girl, 17 years old, trying to prove herself, trying to tell everyone that she's strong enough to be an Amazon leader. But then something came. There is a new character introduction here by Leigh Bardugo, which is what we call the Warbringer. And she's named Aaliyah, actually. She's like the bloodline of Helen of Troy. So there's that mythology background for all of this, which is really interesting for new readers, because we will see a lot of mythology facts and stuff like that, that you want to believe it's true. And it's something that the plot really rests on Aaliyah as the Warbringer and how Aaliyah and Diana actually help each other to be the full potential of themselves, to become really strong women.
We actually have Leigh Bardugo talking about Wonder Woman in this clip here.
There are huge differences. My story is set in our modern world, and it's Diana at 17 before she's had any contact with the world of man. So think of it as a completely alternate universe. But at the same time, there were some interesting through lines, like the armory, some of the relationships with the Amazons. There's even a joke that made it into the movie that it's a joke I made too, that I suspect has been made multiple times in the Wonder Woman universe. So that was kind of neat.
But you didn't know, like you didn't tell them the joke? It just happened?
It just happened. And I knew they would tell me nothing about the movie going in. So when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh my gosh, it's World War I. Like, this doesn't fit into my timeline at all. And then I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's the thing about these characters is you're allowed to create and recreate without worrying too much about which version of canon you're depicting.
I like her view on that, the fact that we can manipulate and be flexible with these characters.
Recreate.
And we can recreate them and be creative with them. Have you read other books by Leigh Bardugo?
Yeah.
You said you're a big fan.
Yeah, I actually have all her books.
Have you heard of the new one that's coming out? It's called The Language of Thorns.
Yeah.
So she actually had another comment about this. She said that it was interesting for her because usually she comes up with worlds of her own, right, in her other books. And at the same sort of time that she's writing Wonder Woman, she was also working on The Language of Thorns. And The Language of Thorns takes inspiration from existing fairy tales. So I thought it was interesting that she said that at the same time she was trying to adapt established worlds, which was a really new concept for her, because usually she's making up everything herself. Mm-hmm. And I imagine, like you said, the pressure of that must be quite substantial, especially when it comes to DC.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's there's a fish out of water element to this, obviously. So it's the coming to the big city, coming to Manhattan, going on a subway, going to a cheap hotel. There's even stuff around racial profiling, I believe, in this, is because Aaliyah's profile. So there's quite contemporary themes in there as well. How do you feel those actually played out?
It played really well, especially at these times. I think since it's very contemporary, I loved how Leigh Bardugo actually incorporated diverse characters and diverse situations as well, which we really need right now in the YA or generally in literature. So I love that she had these characters who are very different from each other, but in the end, they all come up together to make like the world a better place.
Mm.
There was actually a moment that she talked about in one of her interviews in the book where she's on the subway. So you picture Wonder Woman on the subway. And I think there's a scene where she doesn't go into specifics, but basically she must get catcalled or something on the subway. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, yeah.
And she said the great thing about Diana is that she's not been preconditioned by society to behave as society expects women to behave. So she comes back at them, doesn't she? She doesn't let it slide, doesn't ignore them. So she's able to do quite subversive things with this character. I'd like your opinion on something else as well. Often it's said that you can't really have a successful story or character that people engage with unless there's something a little bit villainous about them. We tend to find the baddies even more interesting than the heroes. Mm-hmm. And Diana is a very good, kind-hearted heroine. She doesn't have that many flaws. And yet I think Leigh Bardugo has proven that you can still write an interesting story about a character who is inherently good. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, while we're talking about Diana, actually, there are moments here that she was, what do you call this, irritating at some point, because maybe that makes her human after all. That makes her lovable. That makes me root for her, because she has these decisions that aren't really what you expect for a superhero. So that's something that people actually can relate to, because after all, she's, you know, a teenage girl trying to prove herself, and then she makes bad decisions, but at the end she opts for it. So whatever it is that she does at that moment, you just have to understand that, okay, maybe I'm like this. Maybe I was like that when I was younger. So it's really great that she has flaws at some point, because you'll realize that superheroes are not all perfect. So, yeah.
I mean, she's the Wonder Woman character is a feminist icon. I mean, when you see what happened around the movie, and there was quite a lot of discussion, quite a lot of people's views, differing views about that. What's your feeling? I mean, how do you see her as a feminist icon?
For me, she's really an inspiration, simply because, like what you mentioned a while ago, where this she was catcalled on subway, and then she just said, "No, that's not going to happen to me." And then you have to rethink, especially in this society where everyone is like so used to it that people catcall you. It's so normal. But when someone, a feminist figure like Wonder Woman, like goes out of the way and says, "No, you cannot do that to women. You cannot do that to me." So that's something uplifting. You know, at least there's someone we look up to, even if it's fictional. At least there's someone, you know.
Yeah, and it's aimed at the sort of 14 to 16 year age group, mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a sort of a key demographic, key time of life, really, for both boys and girls. But for girls to have a figure like this that they can look to.
Yeah, it's a strong character. And what really makes it really stronger for the book, actually, is even Aaliyah, the other character, which we call the Warbringer here, has actually a strong character as well. So teenagers who will read this book will actually have to love it, because these are great female characters.
We just had a text come in. Basically, fun fact, Wonder Woman first appeared in theatres in the Lego Movie in 2014. Random fun fact for you there.
Excellent, yeah.
Good.
Overall, what do you think of this book?
Yes, overall, I suggest you guys should read it, because it's a really great attempt to a world that we already know. Wonder Woman fans or fanatics or DC fans, you should still try to read it, even if, you know, there's some differences, but still you have to get to it, because there's a background story of how Wonder Woman became Wonder Woman. So it's a fan fact. It's fascinating that people should still get to it, especially young readers. That's what I'm really aim for, young readers to read this.
So you're specifically recommending this for the mm-hmm. YA
group. Genre, yeah.
Okay. So if you have to rate it out of 5, what are you going to give it?
4.
4.
4 out of 5, yeah.
4 out of 5. Okay, where is it losing a mark for you?
I just wish that there are more point of views from Wonder Woman, because, okay, the book has, sorry, I have just to say this. The book has 2 point of views, one from Diana and another from Aaliyah, from the Warbringer. So maybe I just needed more point of view from Wonder Woman during the last parts. But otherwise, it's all perfect.
That seems like mm-hmm. a pretty decent book, if that's the only comment that you have.
Fair enough summary there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm a Marvel girl, and I still enjoyed reading this as well. So, yeah.
You've got to be one or the other then, do you?
No, I don't think so. But generally, people do split into camps on this. Generally a Marvel girl.
Yeah, well, so who would be your favourite superhero then?
Oh, no, you're putting me on the spot now.
Absolutely.
Well, until recently, you know, I can't remember anything except Wonder Woman now, because I was so blown away by the film and that feeling of empowerment that I had after I left the theatre. I still remember that feeling. It was so great. Just to go in and see a movie completely filled with powerful women was just the best. It was the highlights of the year. Although I do have other issues with the film, but we do not have the time to go into that. So if you'd like to win a copy of Wonder Woman by Leigh Bardugo, remember you can answer the following question. Is Wonder Woman part of the DC or the Marvel Universe? We've kind of given it away a lot in the programme. 4001 with your name. Abir, if you want people to get in touch with you, where do we find you? Where is Looking for Abura?
I'm here, Hijo. No, just you can follow my Instagram account, Looking for Abura, or subscribe on my website, lookingforabura.com. Thank you.
Young Reviewer. Young minds, big ideas.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.